Hey, it's Heidi Summers, health and wellness expert. I get so many emails, texts, and calls from listeners about CBD Labs oil, and they all ask if CBD Labs oil really works. They hear on the radio the great success stories of CBD Labs and want to know if it'll work for them. I always say, if you're going to use CBD, whether for your knee, back, shoulder, or other problem areas, the only one I recommend is CBD Labs, the gold standard in full-spectrum CBD. It's a miracle product. CBD Labs oil goes to work fast and provides relief and comfort, delivering the results we all thought were nearly impossible without a prescription. So if you have problem areas, call now and take advantage of the free bottle offer. Remember to tell a friend or loved one about CBD Labs oil, and they will thank you.
To get your free bottle of CBD Labs CBD oil, call 800-480-9362. That's 800-480-9362. Free bottles for a limited time. Call now, 800-480-9362. That's 800-480-9362.
A U.S. military base in Somalia comes under attack, with Islamic extremists claiming responsibility.
Somali police saying two suicide bombers attempted to storm a military base near the capital Mogadishu, but instead blew themselves up outside the gates. The U.S. uses the base for training Somali commandos and also for launching drone strikes on Islamist militant group Al-Shabaab, those rebels claiming responsibility for the attack. The U.S. embassy in Somalia saying no one was hurt and praising Somali security forces for repelling the bombers. Simon Owen, Fox News.
Senator and Democratic presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders is out with a new tax plan targeting corporate America.
Bernie Sanders wants to raise taxes on corporations that pay their CEOs 50 times more than their average worker. The 2020 candidate pushed the idea at a community breakfast in New Hampshire this morning.
You have three people who own more wealth than the bottom half of American society.
The Sanders campaign says the income inequality tax plan would raise $150 billion over the next 10 years. The money would be used to pay for his proposal to get rid of medical debt. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
Some recent polls have Sanders in third place behind Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren. Fashion chain Forever 21 files for bankruptcy protection. Fox Business Network's Christina Parts and Evelis at their Times Square location.
I asked the company specifically, would they be downsizing this location? Would they be closing it? They responded and said that they would close up to 178 stores in the United States. They wouldn't cite any more reasons, but you could think it has to do with high debt, the fact that they're in malls, people aren't going to malls, and people are buying more online, and this store grew very quickly, very fast.
For now, the company says it's business as usual for shoppers, though, including Forever 21 gift cards. A rally continues on Wall Street. The Dow's up 149. This is Brady. This is Fox News.
There comes a time when you have to decide, how am I going to vote? Well, here's an easy way to get things started. ClarkCountyRepublicans.org. No matter what your party affiliation, take a look at the Clark County Republicans. Easy to do, too. Just go to ClarkCountyRepublicans.org to see what they're up to of late and find out how easy it is to register for local, state, and federal elections at ClarkCountyRepublicans.org.
For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. To learn more, just go to my website, kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil, a lot of bad people, a lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them, a lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. It's live and local now for a Monday, brand new week, lots to talk about. We have moved a step closer to impeachment. We now have, believe it or not, we've got Mitch McConnell saying that if the House brings forward and approves articles of impeachment, that the Senate is duty-bound by the rules of the Senate to actually bring a trial to see if they're going to remove the president. I don't think they have the votes to do that, but they must have a trial. That means the Supreme Court Justice, the Chief Justice, John Roberts, will be presiding. So all of that will be happening. You know what's weird? A lot of people, you see them on Monday, and we've all done this around the water cooler, am I right? You see a friend of yours at work, and you say, "Hey, how was your weekend? What'd you do?" And you hear, lame stuff like, I took the kids to softball practice, and I went to a movie, and we grilled the burgers on Saturday night. When I do that with my next guest, I never know what I'm going to get. All I know is it's going to be exciting, and I live vicariously through him. He is Jared Fisher, the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures. They create outdoor adventures for people, for families, for businesses. And he creates his own little outdoor adventures. So I'm just going to ask the question. So what'd you do over the weekend?
Oh, that seems to be an occurring quote from you, Kevin, when I come on. But this weekend was absolutely fantastic. It was our annual attempt at the lowest to highest adventure, which entails going from 282 feet below sea level at Death Valley in Badwater and riding a bike 136 miles up 15,000 feet to the portal at Mount Whitney. And from there, hiking up to the top of Mount Whitney at 14,500 feet.
Whoa.
Yeah. So it's wicked
and
hard.
So it's not just lowest to highest, it's hottest to coldest.
Yes. This year was absolutely hottest to coldest.
Now, the weather cooled off here in the Las Vegas Valley, but you're telling me that it was way hot?
It was hot in Death Valley. We attempted this earlier than ever this year. First, I want to just give a quick shout out to my friend Francisco, Chris, Jen, who drove her truck, and Don, who helped support this along the way. They were fantastic. Chris, for going out for his first attempt at this, just started riding bikes more recently. And Francisco, who just has been training so hard for this, those two were just amazing out on this adventure. They went on with me.
How would you train for somebody that's never done this lowest to highest thing? How do you train for it?
Well, I'll tell you what. Francisco would train by going up Mount Charleston every other weekend or so. I wasn't sure his schedule, but a few different numerous times he would run to the top of Mount Charleston and back down. That was his training. And I used to do that a bit. I realized that I kind of didn't need to do that anymore. I knew what I had in mind, or I knew what to expect, rather, whereas Francisco wasn't sure what to expect. So that was his training for it. And that really did help him out a lot. And Chris has actually been up to Mount Whitney before, but never doing this lowest to highest where you ride a bike for 14, 16 hours, and then you hike to the top of Mount Whitney. So his training was riding as far as he could on his bike, as much as he possibly could. So they worked so hard at this. Now, I will say that we all went for it. We all did the bike ride. It was extremely difficult. We started off, it was 100 degrees in Death Valley, and then we had a 5,000-foot climb up one of the top 10 hardest bicycle climbs in the country. And we were sweating so bad that our shirts were just drenched, and there were pools of water under our bikes when we would stop. It was brutal. And we basically did that for hours and hours and hours and rode all into the night and got to the base of Mount Whitney about 2 in the morning. It was tough.
At what point did you go from sweating, dripping off of your bikes to where you said, "Damn it, it's cold up here"?
Yeah, for me, we actually started the hike together at 3 a.m. So we all started up, and then we split
and
up.
And you did that. People would say, why would you start a ride at 3 a.m.? But you're doing that because of weather conditions.
Well, right? We wanted to try and get up the mountain earlier. to avoid coming down in the dark. So we went up super early in the morning, but there was a, you know, we paid the price in Death Valley on the bike ride. So anyways, we started climbing up. We actually all split up. We thought we thought someone was ahead of us, someone was behind us. So we all ended up kind of splitting up. And so I never knew where Chris or Francisco or Don were on this hike. So I ended up just hiking up to the base of Whitney by myself. And I got to the base and I couldn't, I was so frozen that I was trying to eat a peanut butter sandwich and it wouldn't go in my mouth. It would just fall out of my mouth. And then I had fallen asleep on the side of the trail to a point where I woke up and these two girls were looking at me, kind of poking at me, thinking I was dead. It was pretty classic.
Was this the two ladies that were monitoring your ride?
No, these were just two random girls that were just out there. Just they were doing the hike. But most you got to understand that we had just finished one of the hardest bike rides that you can possibly do in the world. And then we attempted one of the hardest hikes that you can possibly do in the United States. And so there's people that do this hike, but they're doing it fresh legs, fresh lungs, fresh everything. We're doing it we're at the end of our rope where most people would hang their bike up for the next year. And we're getting on, we're putting our hike shoes on and we're going for the hardest hike. So a lot of people didn't understand what was happening to us when we were just like falling over on the side of the trail. So,
and again, this is not just weather conditions. You're also at altitude.
Yes,
and you got to how high up? 14,000?
I made it up to about 13,000 this year. Is when I just couldn't go any further. I was just
tell me what happens when you get to 13,000.
When you get things that can happen is your brain can swell. A lot of people don't understand that you're not all there when you start going over certain elevations, and that's when you need to have elevation training so that your body can adjust. Or what people do, most people don't do this hike in a day anyways. They do it in 3 days. So they'll go up and camp, base camp, and then get, so they can basically deal with the altitude, and then they'll go up the following day. So their body has adjusted. So it's really hard on the body just to go for it at one shot. So the body has no time to adjust. So that's what happened with us is the body had no time to adjust. And then you mix that with the fatigue of the cycle portion, and then the cold weather, and then, of course, the winds were like 60 miles an hour.
How cold?
I don't remember. I was frozen. My brain was frozen, Kevin. I don't know.
But you had cold weather gear. You had cold weather gear on your bike down in Death Valley.
Yeah.
And you had cold weather gear.
Yep. Yeah, we had cold weather gear, but even all my gear wasn't good enough. Like, I was bundled. Like, if you go to I tweeted this morning a little video of some marmots that came up to me as I was passed out.
Spell marmots.
Marmots.
Never heard of marmots.
You want to see what a marmot is? Go to my tweet or Fisher for Nevada Facebook page and just go to my recent post this morning, and you will watch a 50-second video of some marmots that stole my cookie from me. And while I was trying to eat my cookies and peanut butter sandwich, and I was falling asleep while I was eating these items because I was so tired, I didn't know what was going on. And I realized, yeah, I better go down the mountain before something bad happens.
How did you make the decision? Was this a clear-cut decision to cut off, as they say in roller derby, cut off the jam, so to speak?
Well, for me, it was an easy decision in that I've already been to the top of Mount Whitney, and my goal was to get my buddies up there and to experience this adventure. And I realized at that point we were all where we wanted to be on the mountain. We made it to the start line. I started thinking of my favorite Roosevelt quote, which I can quote for you.
Go ahead.
Let me just quote this real quick because
I love this. By the way,
when you try something, you attempt something really hard that's difficult for you, and it could be anything. For us, it was lowest to highest. For some people, it might be just playing a simple piece on a piano or speaking in public or something. But I always think of this quote by Roosevelt. My dad gave me this quote a long time ago, but here it is. The credit belongs to those who are actually in the arena, who strive valiantly, who know the great enthusiasms, the great devotions, and spend themselves in a worthy cause, who at best know the triumph of high achievement, and who at worst, if they fail while daring greatly, so that their place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who know neither victory nor defeat.
Wow.
I love that because wherever you're at and whatever you've tried and given it your best, your all, and you just don't have any more, you think about that quote and you're like, you know what? I made it to the start line. I attempted. I got as far as I did, and you know what? That is enough.
Let me ask you, and again, Jared Fisher joining us, former candidate for governor, the owner and founder of a number of outstanding companies, including Escape Adventures, Las Vegas Cyclery, just to name a couple. If you had it to do over again, would you do the base camp and make it a three-day event? And, and do you think once you got to 13,500, whatever it was, that you would have been able to get to 14,000?
I think I would have been able to get there on Saturday.
Would your fellow riders have been able to do it?
We had a lot of problems as far as the temperatures go. It was not like our other attempts. This was the extremes of both. I've never seen it this windy and this hot before. So I'm not saying it's not possible that we didn't make it, but this, if we were not going to make it, it would have been this time. I don't think I would change anything about it. I would attempt it again next year and just hope that the weather's in our favor. This year it wasn't, so.
Another time of year, do it in spring rather than fall?
No, because then I'll be trudging through 10 feet of snow, Kevin. I'm not doing
not
that.
Not good. Jared Fisher, join us. We're going to take a quick break. Are there challenges like this that are out there for just normal people? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. Live and local now.
Congressman Horsford has us headed in the wrong direction, where criminal illegal immigrants get to stay and our borders remain unsecure. I am Sam Peters, the only Republican candidate who can defeat Horsford. I proudly served in the military for 20 years and earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan. I'm devoted to family and am a small business owner. I'm the only candidate who supports building the wall, opposes sanctuary cities, and supports the balanced budget amendment. Please join me in this important campaign by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by committee to elect Sam Peters.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
At its heart, free markets are about opportunity. I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. Advancing freedom, empowering individuals with opportunity, well, that's at the core of Nevada Policy's mission. It's the reason our organization exists. We believe individuals who work hard, take risks, and are dedicated to building a future for their family, they deserve the opportunity to pursue their dreams without politicians and government getting in the way. And you know what? We're not alone. Nevadans from all walks of life partner with us to promote the kind of free market solutions that maximize opportunities for individuals. Together, we work to preserve and expand the kind of freedom that has made Nevada such an amazing place to live. Now, more than ever, we're taking this message to a more diverse audience, letting more Nevadans than ever before know exactly how we're working to keep this state free and prosperous for them. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more and to support our important work today. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is brought to you by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. To learn more, just go to my website, KevinWallRadio.com. That's KevinWallRadio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, Union proud.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it is live and local now. We're talking with Jared Fisher, my buddy from Escape Adventures and Las Vegas Cyclery, and a former candidate for governor, maybe a future candidate for governor. I don't know. He carries around this quote from FDR about entering the arena. We'll find out. In fact, I'll ask him about that coming up in a couple of minutes. We're talking about his weekend adventure, which I think is just amazing. And the fact is, he saw other people on Mount Whitney that were trying to hike to the top. The difference is they didn't ride 136 miles before that. They just decided to hike. When you got to 13,000 feet and it was unbearably cold, you were dealing with altitude. Were you affected by the altitude? Were you starting to see things? Were you starting to think things?
Absolutely, Kevin. When I'll just give you a quick example. I pulled out a peanut butter and honey sandwich, and I started to eat it, and it must have taken me a half an hour to eat this peanut butter sandwich because I put it in my mouth, and then I'd fall asleep, and then I'd wake up, and it'd be on the ground. I'm going, oh, that's weird. I'd pick it up, and I'd eat that quarter of the peanut butter sandwich. Go, that's crunchy. That's weird. And then I go to the next one. These are things that I just thought were normal.
Yeah.
And then a bunch of two marmots ran up to me. And like I was saying earlier, ran up to me and started, ran right up to my face and snagged one of my Oreo cookies. And you can watch that on my Facebook page. But I was just completely out of it. And you can listen to the way I'm speaking on my Facebook page. It's a little 40-second video. I'm speaking really slowly, because the altitude is really affecting me.
Slurring your words and all that?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. I mean, it's your brain begins to swell, and the oxygen is not there, and it's very, very difficult. Very difficult.
Okay, so you head back down Mount Whitney.
Mm-hmm.
When did you find your co-riders, your co-hikers?
Well, I had thought they were ahead of me, so I thought they were on the peak right behind me. So,
much of this hike was in the dark?
Oh, it was in the dark, yeah. We went up 3 a.m, so... by the time I had gotten back down, I got down at noon. One of them was already back in Lone Pine, my friend Francisco. He was probably cuddled up like a baby in a bed in his hotel room. And my other friend Chris, he was in the minivan sleeping, and I was shocked. I'm like, oh my gosh, how the heck did you get back down off the peak so fast? And he said, no, I turned around at mile 3. We were just falling asleep hiking, and we were just wasted. And it was so hard. And I just started thinking, you know what? You know, you guys are awesome. You just rode the hardest bike ride and you attempted this hike. And of course it's really hard. Of course you didn't make it this time, but next time you know what to expect. And
next time you will do what differently?
Next
time.
Will
you change the time? Will you change the time of year?
I might roll it forward a couple hours so we don't melt at Death Valley this time. So that would be about the only thing I'd change. But we'd go for it again.
I've got to ask you the question. You brought the in the arena quote from FDR, and I'm dying to know. You've talked about the possibility of running for high office again. Would you do it? Would you do it again? You ran for governor. Is there another run for governor left in you?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. I've not shied away from that. When that is, I'm not going to say. But absolutely, I'm not giving up. Absolutely not. I know this state really well. I mean, you know I've been through and around and been a business owner in this state. I'm a firm believer in our party, and I love what it stands for. I care, you know, so much about the country, and I just see this vision that we had, you know, back when our forefathers in the, you know, 18th century, how, you know, they envisioned the people running the country, and I just see that slipping away nowadays. It's slipping away in our time, and I've got four kids, and I want to see them successful. Can I throw you another quote, though?
Yeah, quickly.
Okay, it's going to be real quick. Alexis de Tocqueville, this is what keeps me rolling, is he said this after he came to America in the late 1700s or early 1800s and observed the American government. And here we go. Society will develop a new kind of servitude which covers the surface of society with a network of complicated rules through which the most original minds and the most energetic characters cannot penetrate. It does not tyrannize, but it compresses, enervates, extinguishes, and stupefies a people till each nation is reduced to nothing, better than a flock of timid and industrious animals of which the government is the shepherd. And I don't want that to happen to this state or this country. And that's why I am still interested in running for a higher office.
There you have it. Teasing us again. He's not saying when. But he's saying he probably does have another run for office in him. Thank you so much. Always good.
Likewise.
If folks want to check out some of your videos.
Yeah, just go to Fisher for Nevada as my Facebook page or web page. And just check it out. Or if you're interested in what we do for our business, Escape Adventures.
I love it. Okay. I love it. That is Jared Fisher down from Mount Whitney and in studio, live and local. Now. Try to give you consolation.
You're a man who let you down. I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are higher in afternoon trading as Wall Street wraps up a highly volatile quarter in which the market was rocked by swings as a result of the U.S.-China trade war. Among today's gainers, tech companies, while energy companies are among the laggards. And Cal-Maine Foods, that's the nation's largest egg producer, is reporting a wider-than-expected quarterly loss with sales falling more than forecast due to an extreme drop in egg prices. The significant fall in prices reflects the oversupply of eggs that began to affect the market last year. Cal-Maine shares are falling 11% today. And Beyond Meat scoring another client, Marriott International. The company will be adding its vegan products to the menu at Courtyard by Marriott's Bistro Bar starting on Wednesday. Items like the Beyond Burger will be available at nearly 1,000 North American hotels. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump congratulating the new chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, at a welcome ceremony at a military base in Arlington, Virginia.
You're my friend, you're my advisor, and you deserve this position. I never had a doubt. Congratulations.
General Milley will advise the president, defense secretary, and the National Security Council on military issues. He takes over for General Joseph Dunford. He's retiring after 42 years in the military. Another member of Congress from Texas is retiring.
Congressman Beck Thornberry, who's represented Texas's 13th district for 25 years, will not seek re-election next year. Thornberry is the sixth Republican from Texas to announce plans to leave Congress in recent weeks. Elected in 1994, Thornberry once rose to serve as chairman of the House Armed Services Committee. In a statement, he said, "For everything, there is a season, and I believe the time has come for a change."
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. America's listening to Fox News.
Attention, Dish customers. Football season is here, but you could miss it. Dish dropped FS1 and BTN. Dish customers will miss college football on FS1 and BTN, MLB playoffs on FS1, and more. Dish dropped your favorite Fox sports and shows, so drop Dish. Dish customers, switch to another TV provider that carries your Fox sports and shows. Call 1-800-KEEP-FOX or visit keepfox.com.
Fox Nation is the place for exclusive content you can't get anywhere else. New opinion shows from Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, and Tommy Lahren you can only get by signing up for Fox Nation. Plus, the real stories behind the headlines. Documentaries on Chappaquiddick, Jimmy Hoffa, and more that you'll only find on Fox Nation. More of the opinion done right you crave? It's on Fox Nation. Documentaries and specials you can't get anywhere else? They're on Fox Nation. So go to FoxNation.com today and sign up now for Fox Nation. Opinion done right.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
Well, my husband is a retired sergeant from the Air Force.
Well, he was in the Army for 14 years and an MP.
23 million veterans, they're heroes who need our help.
Well, I'm here because my daughter has had her third surgery for cancer.
We've had some difficulties, so we're here quite some time. We're going on to 3 weeks.
When our heroes' families need help, they turn to Fisher House.
We learned about the Fisher House through the doctor, and we were so grateful, because who has 3 weeks to be able to come and stay at a hotel?
Fisher House is a safe, free place to stay for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at VA and military medical centers.
Fisher House is not only a home away from home, it was like family away from family.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Helping military and veterans' families. Fisher House at fisherhouse.org. Sometimes having family close by is a hero's best medicine.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and Las Vegas Cyclery has a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, electric bikes. For those of you who want to ride again but you have some physical limitations, they're great for that. Check them out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. Great to have Jared Fisher on earlier. And I'm just amazed. There are people that will go lowest to highest, Death Valley to Mount Whitney, 13,000 feet up. Didn't get to the top. But what an amazing, amazing story. One of the things we like to do is we like to turn the program over to you, and we're going to do that here in just a couple of minutes. We call it our wall-to-wall free-for-all. It's where you call in, you tell us what it is that interests you. You tell us what it is that what is important to you? And here's how we do it. We open up our phone lines at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And one of the things I want to do is I want to get to this impeachment notion. Mitch McConnell came out today on CNBC and said he will have no choice but to conduct a trial for the removal of President Trump if the House votes out articles of impeachment. Now, I don't know that the House will be successful in doing this. It doesn't look like there's enough to have the House pass articles of impeachment, but we'll find out. What is it that members, House members in these districts that went for Trump in 2016, would they dare go against the will of their voters? And I don't know what the answer to that question is. I really don't. Now, I want to go back to the Sunday shows because this is important stuff. And in fact, tell you what, let's go to Steve Scalise. This is cut six. A very tense interview with Chuck Todd talking about the whistleblowers. And here is Steve Scalise with Chuck Todd, Meet the Press yesterday.
All of this stuff with this whistleblower report, there were a lot of things, if you read the whistleblower report, that are concerning in terms of allegations that were very partisan. In fact, the Justice Department or the Inspector General determined that the whistleblower does have a political bias. Let him go forward and make accusations.
Right.
But a lot of these accusations have turned out to not be true.
You, every time I've asked you whether you have been, if you're concerned about the actions the president took, you've avoided answering the specific question. And instead, You seem uncomfortable defending the president's actions.
Words in my mouth.
Okay, let me finish my statement here.
I think. Well, you've made a lot of statements and accusations that aren't true, Chuck. President Trump was looking into the 2016 collusion and interference that Russia had when Barack Obama was president. And we all know that happened under Barack Obama's watch. Y'all have tried to tie it to Trump, and Trump continues to look into it. I'm glad Trump continues to look into the interference that Russia tried to do.
So you endorse to have with this our private investigation. Don't go through the FBI. Go to a foreign government.
This isn't a private investigation, Chuck. What is Rudy Giuliani doing?
Well,
again, you can talk about Rudy separately. There is no private investigation. There's been a public government investigation into the collusion that Russia had trying to interfere with our elections. We still haven't gotten to the bottom of it. There's still a lot of serious questions that need to be answered so it doesn't happen again. And President Trump's continued to be aggressive, not only at that, but pushing back against Russia in many other ways. I mentioned the Javelin missile. It's President Trump who sold the Javelin missiles to Ukraine so that they can bust those Russian tanks.
Right.
Obama didn't do that, by the way.
After reading that detailed note, don't call it a transcript, you are comfortable that the president is mixing, he appears to be mixing politics and government policy. Does he not, do you not see that in there?
Russian interference with our election, it might be politics
and the
because
Joe
it
Biden,
was the 2016 election,
but
it was a
Joe
foreign
Biden,
government trying this, to interfere with our election.
He's trafficking in a conspiracy theory. Yes, and in fact, he's saying it's not. He seems to be doing a Russian propaganda thing with saying it's the Ukraine's with the server with the candlestick or something.
It sounds like you're reading a lot of these Democrat talking points. The people that have been saying for years that the president was involved in all these other things, and then none of it turned out to be true. The Mueller investigation was their ticket to impeachment. By the way, Chuck, shouldn't they first have voted to start an impeachment inquiry, which has always happened? This is only three times in the history of our country that Congress has moved articles of impeachment. And that they wouldn't even do that. It's like they're trying to shield their members from voting on this while they continue to go down the drumbeat of impeachment. Because as the author of impeachment article said, he's concerned that the president will get reelected. That's not why you impeach a president. We've got an election next year to deal with that.
That is Steve Scalise, the minority whip in the House of Representatives. And again, not a lot of power. You know, because the in the House of Representatives, the majority dictates everything. Everything. There's no 60 vote margin or anything like that. Essentially Nancy Pelosi or the squad dictates what's going on. Now, I want you to hear from Adam Schiff. This is a guy that makes no sense whatsoever. But I want you to hear a reaction to Rudy Giuliani. In fact, I'll tell you what. Let's do it the other way around. Let's go to cut two. And I'll let you hear from Rudy Giuliani first. Then I'll let you hear from Adam Schiff and his reaction to Rudy Giuliani This was Rudy Giuliani. Who was this? With Maria Bartiromo justifying his involvement in the Biden investigation in Ukraine.
It was in bad form for the president to ask another leader of a country.
It was in bad form to ask the leader of another country to investigate a vice president of the United States.
Who is his opponent politically?
Okay, that, you say that. He's also someone who looks like he may have sold his office in the Ukraine, disgraced the United States, made it impossible for us to combat corruption in the United States. How could Obama have ever sent Biden there to say he's going to take on corruption in Ukraine when his son is working for one of the most crooked oligarchs in Ukraine? And doesn't that hurt the relations between the United States and Ukraine? I can't help it if Biden will be a candidate for president someday. That doesn't give him immunity for being investigated.
There are people on the Republican side as well who are saying, Republicans. You know what? Here is one right here. When you've got Senator John Kennedy, I wish he would shut the heck up. There are people even on the Republican side who are saying Rudy is coming out and putting all of this information out there and rambling interviews and making the president, putting him in a bad spot. Pompeo is upset with you, apparently. A.G. Barr said, I should not be lumped into the same situation as the president's personal lawyer. I am the attorney general. Is that what's happening? Is there a blurring of lines here?
No, there isn't a blurring of lines here. I'm representing the president, and I am bringing out facts that the swamp wants to cover up. I knew the moment Biden was mentioned that it would be more difficult to do this because we'd all circle the wagons and try to protect him. The reality is, if the president of the United States hadn't asked for an investigation of this, he would not be doing his job under Article 2, Section 3 of the Constitution. Just because Joe Biden is a protected Washington creature does not mean that these serious allegations of a pay-for-play pattern, $8 million to his son from Ukraine, when he's supposed to be straightening out corruption in Ukraine, $1.5 billion from China, when he's supposed to be dealing with the Sakhalin Islands and tariffs. These are things that relate to the foreign policy of the United States. They relate to the credibility of the United States. And you don't get away with doing this just because you're a candidate for president.
Okay. Adam Schiff is the chairman of the House Intel Committee, the Intelligence Committee, and was on with George Stephanopoulos yesterday. And after watching comments from Rudy Giuliani, this was Adam Schiff's reaction with George Stephanopoulos.
You just heard Rudy Giuliani say you are not a fair chair of this committee. It is difficult for him to cooperate. At one point, he said he would not cooperate as long as you are the chair. Your response?
Well, he seems to think that I'm the judge and jury here. My role is to do the investigation. My role is to make sure that the facts come out. If it were to lead to an impeachment, and I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, it'll be the Senate that makes the determination about whether the president's conduct should result in his removal from office. But yes, I intend to hold the president accountable, and I intend to do a thorough investigation. And what we have seen already is damning, because what we have seen in that call record is a president of the United States use the full weight of his office with a country beholden to America for its defense, even as Russian troops occupy part of its land. And the president used that opportunity to try to coerce that leader to manufacture dirt on his opponent and interfere in our election. It's hard to imagine a series of facts more damning than that. And so, yes, we're going to get to the bottom of it.
Let me stop you right there, because you're already hearing some of the president's defenders, even some who say the call was not appropriate, suggest that in the absence of an explicit quid pro quo, some kind of statement from the president or document that says we are withholding the aid until you do that investigation, that is what is necessary to pursue impeachment, that kind of an explicit quid pro quo. What's your response to that?
Well, that's nonsense. It is illegal, improper, a violation of oath, a violation of his duty to defend our elections and our Constitution for the president to merely ask for foreign interference in our election. That is enough that the president said, I want you to do us a favor, and though, he added, immediately after the Ukraine president talked about the need to get more javelins, more weapons to defend against Russia. So we don't have to show a quid pro quo, although this conversation comes awfully close. But here, you have the added fact that this conversation takes place at a time when the president is withholding hundreds of millions of dollars in assistance to Ukraine. Well, the Ukrainian people and their president are not stupid, and neither are the American people. And they can see and understand and appreciate a shakedown when they see it going on. And that's exactly what this was.
The whistleblower's complaint also mentions Mayor Giuliani and his efforts several times, more than two dozen times in the complaint. Do you need to call Rudy Giuliani as a witness?
We'll make that decision down the road after we determine all the facts that he was involved in terms of his efforts that I think were a foundation to that phone call. It certainly seemed that the Ukraine president understood before the call what was going to be asked of him. So we want to flesh out the facts. Then we'll make a determination about whether it would be productive to bring in a witness like Rudy Giuliani.
When we come back, there was a lot of other tense stuff that went on. I mean, I'm not sure whether it's all the talk of impeachment, but there was an intensity to the Sunday shows we normally don't see. They're normally pretty friendly things, but people were barking back at the fake news media. Well, we'll talk about that. We'll also get to your phone calls, 844 the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You dictate the topics we talk about. We'll do that and more coming up. Live and local now.
You just heard Rudy Giuliani say you are not a fair chair of this committee. It is difficult for him to cooperate.
At a technical difficulty. Everything's fine, though. Everything's fine. I always had a computer that kind of went a little sideways. Tell you what, let's do. Let's go to your phone calls. And again, it's our wall to wall free for all. You know how that works. You call in. You tell me what it is you want to talk about. We make it pretty simple. Let's go to Clinical Carl. Good day to begin the week with Clinical Carl. Carl, you're up. Go right ahead.
Hello.
Go right ahead.
Hello.
Okay. Are we all plugged in?
Can you hear me?
Apparently not. Let's take him off. Thank you. Apparently he cannot hear us. I don't know quite why that is. And I don't know whether it was something we did or something that he did. Anyway, we'll try and get him back. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, you can. 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. One of the things that to me was important over the weekend was there seemed to be an intensity. Robert De Niro dropped not one but two F-bombs with Brian Stelter on CNN. Now, again, cable isn't like the FCC and over-the-air network stations. You can drop all the F-bombs you want. Now, the folks at CNN probably don't like it, but it got them some notoriety. Robert De Niro was on. So, anyway, let's try Clinical Carl again. Carl, you're up. Can you hear me, my friend?
Yeah, you getting me this time?
I'm getting you. Go ahead.
Good. Well, I'm not sorry for you, but anyway, no humor, I promise. I know you hate my humor, so I'm not giving you any humor. But what I want to do is, Trump was mentioning about the whistleblower and what we used to do to traitors long time ago was the right thing. Well, what he's referring to is executing them. I just want to say that's his subconscious thoughts. That's his actual dictatorial tendencies, is what he'd like to do, like his friends Putin and a little murdering son of a gun in North Korea. These people he looks up to. He looks up to these people. He compliments them continually, never criticizes any of them. And these are his dictatorial tendencies that are coming out. Whether you like it or not, that's what it is.
Let me ask you, do you think he's been tough on China?
But he's been tough on China? Are you kidding? Do you know how much we owe you? We're a debtor nation to China. We still are. We owe them trillions of dollars. They owe us nothing. They owe us nothing. We're really tough on China. China's laughing their head off with this guy. Come on. We owe China everything.
And yet we're the ones that have done all of the tariffs.
The tariffs are killing a lot of people. They're hurting the industries. GM now is going down the tube. I mean, they're getting not parts from Mexico anymore. He's killing them with these tariffs to make himself look important.
But the fact is, he's been tough on them. You're saying he's not tough on these strong men, on these dictators.
He's tough. Oh, yeah. Like complimenting every one of them over our security and our intelligence communities. Oh, Putin's right about this. What's his name in North Korea? He said he had nothing to do with what's his warm bear being killed. I believe him. I mean, you didn't hear him say all these things? Come on.
There you go. Clinical Carl. Always something interesting. I want you to hear Robert De Niro. He did not. I had to edit around the F-bombs, but he dropped two F-bombs yesterday on CNN. He was on with Brian Stelter on CNN. He's the media critic. And here is Robert De Niro calling Trump, believe it or not, crazy.
You've been calling for the president to be impeached. Are you satisfied with what the Democrats are now doing?
Yeah, I think they have no choice but to have an impeachment inquiry. It has to happen. I mean, there's no way around it.
Do you think the president should resign? Because I this morning in the Connecticut Post, which is one of the biggest papers in the state of Connecticut, I believe this is the first major paper to call for him to step down. That would be quite a dramatic development.
I don't think he's capable of resigning. Bill Maher a couple of weeks ago said that it's going to be difficult getting him out of the White House, especially if he wins marginally, if he loses marginally.
Do you have that fear as well, that he wouldn't leave?
Yeah, he'll say it's rigged or this or that. He'll find this guy has done everything possible, much worse than I ever thought, ever. The day after he was elected, I said, well, you know, give him a chance. You never know, you'll see. But he's worse than I ever could have imagined.
Mm. And what is at the heart of that? What is the primary critique or complaint or objection?
I don't know. I think he's crazy in a way. Part of him is just crazy. And Ruddy, who was just on, apologizing for him is disgraceful. I mean, if it wasn't for you, CNN, MSNBC, and some other outlets, the New York Times, the Washington Post, where are we? This is a crazy world. What is going on? This guy is crazy. We've got to get him out.
When you say crazy, do you mean in a medical sense? Because that gets criticized pretty quickly.
Possibly medically, too. I'm starting to think. I didn't think that before, but now I actually, when I saw him out in front of the helicopter waiting to go somewhere and talking endlessly and sweating and not even, I said, this guy, he's not even aware of what he should at least ask somebody for a handkerchief or something and dry himself off. There's just something very strange about that.
I wonder, as an actor, do you ever look at the president and think he's performing, like he's playing or an act or something?
In some ways, I think he is, but I think that it's, as I think some of these other pundits on Fox are too, because I can't believe that they would actually buy into this craziness.
Hmm.
This guy should not be president, period.
I love that. Robert De Niro, who dropped not one but two F-bombs on CNN yesterday, calling the president crazy? Are you nuts? By the way, the drumbeat of impeachment keeps beating louder and louder. We've got now Mitch McConnell coming out today. the Senate Majority Leader, a Republican, saying that Senate rules dictate that if the House votes out articles of impeachment, they must have a trial. Now, a trial would not be successful. It would be like Bill Clinton. He was impeached by the House, not convicted by the Senate. And I assume that's probably the way it would go, unless there is some smoking gun we simply have not seen. But this is, you know, now my question is, does that mean that after the House votes for articles of impeachment, and you know that they'll bring it forward, you just know they will, does that mean the investigations will finally come to an end? The seemingly endless? And by the way, how would Democrats sell this to the American people on the eve of the 2020 re-election campaign? How would they justify this to voters in Ohio and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania when we have so many needs in this country and yet the needs are not being met by the House of Representatives? They passed a bill Thursday that would provide a health care forum, if you will, for illegal aliens when we still don't have one for our veterans. Yeah, a health care portal for illegals, but not for veterans. You tell me if that makes sense. I can't believe it. Is that it? Is that all? Oh, wow. We blew through today's program. Tomorrow, State Senator Scott Hammond will talk education, the education of your children in the Clark County School District. Are we really making progress or not? We'll talk about that tomorrow. Till then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, would you please? Live and local now. Tell your dreams to me. Fantasy will set you free. Close your eyes, girl. Look inside, girl. Let the sound take you away. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And
790 KVET, Winchester, Las Vegas. Talk now!
Cutting back. Ichabod.
A sudden resignation in Congress. I'm Lisa Brady. This is a Fox News alert. New York Republican Chris Collins stepping down the day before he's due in court. Fox's Grinnell Scott has more live.
Oh, he's Collins resignation.